T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back on this Wednesday afternoon. I did mention a moment ago that there is other news in the stack for today, and we will get right back to the calls here in just a moment regarding the school shooting yesterday in Texas. But I couldn't let this one pass because I know that we have a very, very large current and former military audience. They are changing the names of 9 military bases in the South. Fort Bragg, North Carolina, will become Fort Liberty, apparently. Fort Hill in Virginia will be renamed Fort Walker after Mary Edwards Walker, a doctor who treated soldiers in the Civil War and later received a Medal of Honor. Fort Hood, Texas, will be renamed Fort Cavazos in honor of 4-star general Richard Cavazos, who served in Korea and in Vietnam. I should point out my dad worked for General Cavazos. And Fort Benning, Georgia, the birthplace of Kansas City's favorite son, will be renamed Fort Moore after Lieutenant General Hal Moore, very famous general, his wife as well, Julia Moore. You'll remember Hal Moore was the lead character in the movie We Were Soldiers, with Mel Gibson played him in that movie. That is what Fort Benning will be named after.
Got it. I guess some hopeful news in a live update just now from CNN. All 15 patients at the hospital in Texas have been transferred or discharged, and 11 of those 15 were children. I believe they are all in stable or
good
condition. Yes. Either transferred or discharged.
That's good. That's good news. Brandon in DeSoto, I promised you would be first up, and I thank you for your patience.
Hey, so thanks for taking my call. I'm not trying to get political or talk about guns. I think our solution should be get back to having more days off for families. I remember being back years ago, somebody would have off on Sunday, and the whole family would be there.
Yeah.
If everybody got together, this might have been prevented, because you sit around the dinner table. We have gotten too far chasing the American dollar that, you know, mom and dad aren't home all the time. I started a company, and I worked there for 14 years. When I first started, it was Monday through Friday. Then they opened up Saturday, very limited hours, which wasn't that bad. I did get paid an egregious amount of money. And then it got to the point where Saturday became Monday through Friday, and then they opened up on Sunday, very limited hours. And then that became Monday through Friday.
Hey, Brandon, thank you for the call, but some breaking news just flashed on the New York Times. My heart just dropped. I was worried this was going to be the case, and the New York Times has it. They just posted it, and I'm going to read it. We're going to have to talk about this. The gunman was inside the school for more than an hour before he was shot.
That's a problem.
And we had heard some rumblings about this earlier today. I was waiting for a major news source to confirm it, and they just did. This is the top banner headline on the front page of the New York Times. The gunman was inside that school for more than an hour before he was shot.
This is bad. How does... I want to be careful here because...
He was in there an hour, and then a tactical unit from the Border Patrol shot him several times, killing him. How does that happen?
I don't know the answer to that, Dana.
And that is with all of the love and admiration to every law enforcement official listening. I heard one of them say on CNN today they were outgunned and they knew it. But since Columbine, the training has changed. We all know this, that so many of those kids in Columbine were killed because they were sitting around waiting for SWAT to show up. Mm-hmm. And then there was a sea change in the tactical response to these events, that you don't wait, that you go in. The minute you are there, you go in. That did not happen, by the way, at Parkland. And you remember one of the sheriff's deputies cowering out by his squad car didn't go in as the shots were going off.
Right.
How, with all of the law enforcement that we know were there, was that gunman inside more than, this says more than an hour?
Can you get into the story?
Yeah.
If you get into the story and just read a couple of the first paragraphs.
It just said, according to a sheriff's official and a law enforcement official, at least one armed law enforcement officer from the Uvalde School District was at the school. That officer exchanged gunfire with the gunman, but the gunman was able to get past the officer. He then entered through a south door at the school. After he was inside, two officers from the Uvalde Police Department arrived on the scene, engaged the gunman. Both were immediately met with gunfire. Both were shot. It appeared that the gunman was contained in one classroom at the time, and the officers were unable to enter it. He remained there until a tactical unit from the Border Patrol killed him. By then, everyone inside that room is dead. You know that, Scott. By then, everyone in that room is dead.
You know, and I will call out Greg Abbott for this one, because I did listen to that news conference today. He had to have known, the governor, that this gunman was inside that building for that long. We had heard rumblings earlier today, Dana, you and me, that he was in there for at least half an hour. And we
which
had made,
I thought was
we had made a brief remark about that, I think, in the 2 o'clock hour of the program today.
And Sam, look up the Pulse nightclub shooting, how long it took those officers to get in there.
Anyway, my point being, Greg Abbott held a news conference at 12:30 this afternoon.
Glossed right over
and,
this.
And he was like, and he engaged the officers in a gunfire. He was able to get into the school, and then he was neutralized, I believe was the term he used, neutralized by officers on the scene. But sadly, not before he took the lives of 19 children and two adults. Over an hour is not good. And you're right. After Columbine, and we can all remember those TV images, because that was, and I know it wasn't the first, but that was when America had its first come to Jesus meeting. Sadly, it didn't take. America had its first real come to Jesus meeting in the modern era with school shootings at Columbine. And police changed their tactics. Okay, we're no longer going to sit here and just wait and hold them out and wait for SWAT to show up. We are going to run in no matter what and hope that everybody else is running out.
Do we know if there were windows on the side of the school where this happened, or we don't know that yet?
I'm not aware.
If it was interior?
I struggled to think of the school is multi-winged, but I don't think it's built. The aerial photographs that I saw of the school yesterday, maybe there might be a library or a commons area in the middle that doesn't have windows, but I can't imagine there's a classroom in America that doesn't have windows.
You had asked about the Pulse nightclub shooting. The police investigation showed that Mateen, the shooter, began the massacre around 2 a.m. It wasn't until roughly 5 a.m.
Yeah, it was a long time.
And 49 people were killed.
And 49 were killed. We don't know why it was more than an hour. But I also struggle to come up with any reason that it would be more than an hour.
576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls. Debbie, Josh, Tracy, you guys hang tight. You're all next here on Dana and Parks. Number of folks commenting on the text line that in any public school, there are a number of classrooms that do not have windows. Okay. Then I stand corrected. Tracy in Kansas City. Tracy, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
You know, yeah, it's love the show, by the way. I listen almost every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, you know, Dana, I remember hearing about Sandy Hook from you guys. That's how I heard it on the radio and how it affected you. And my first thought yesterday was, gee, I'm kind of glad Dana's not there because I don't think she could have took this again. And so
Tracy, I said the same thing. I said, I think the universe, I don't know. I said to Scott, I don't know that I can. We have a very easy sheltered job in this tiny little room and we do what we do. But I said to him today, I am so tired.
Yeah. I am too. I'm so tired of this. And I originally called, and I'll continue with this. The gentleman who said, you know, it wasn't this, it wasn't that, it wasn't the other, it was a gun. And yes, a gun was used. But I have guns in my home. They've never jumped off the shelf, got in and unlocked the ammo, loaded themselves and shot someone. And that's the easy fix. To me, the easy fix is gun reform. And it wouldn't fix anything, because if it did, then we wouldn't have the murders in Chicago that we have every weekend. Scott, you said, is this just the America we have to live with? No, it's not. But it's up to us to change it. It's not quick. It's not easy. It's going to take a whole lot of changing of our actual culture and society to see this end. And I don't think the answer is, I mean, I grew up with guns. We had them everywhere. My boyfriend drove me to school with a shotgun in his car, in his truck, you know, and nobody ever once thought, I'm going to bring that in and shoot people.
We do not live in that time anymore, Tracy.
We don't, but we can get back to that.
But how?
Fabric.
I love what you're saying, but how?
First of all, it's huge. First of all, get the family together again. What that guy said about, hey, work less hours, maybe pay people more. We've been fighting for that for years. More time off for moms and dads when there are issues with their children. Maybe even more correct parental involvement in schools. You know, I knew my teacher was going to tell my mom and dad if I messed up, and I was going to get in trouble for it. Doesn't happen. Usually the parent takes the child's side.
That's true.
And it's going to have to take a sea change of our culture, or else, Scott, this will be America's future. And I have grandkids, and I don't want them growing up like that. We're doing our best to foster love and togetherness. A guy who said, you know, spend Sunday afternoon with your family. Get together, get to know them. But see, that's got to be a culturally accepted thing. And so we've got to change the culture. And that will definitely change our mental health issues. That will definitely change our struggles with authority figures. That'll definitely change and help heal some of the huge divide, the left, the right. You're absolutely right. There's no compromise, and that's wrong. We got to have compromise on some things. You just do. And it's got to start in the family. We've got to start making the family unit. I don't care if you're Buddhist, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, agnostic, atheist. We got to start making that family unit sacrosanct again. It's got to be a holy thing again, if you will.
And Tracy, I'm glad in your family that you have those conversations, and it's
right.
Not going to be your children that I'm worried about coming after me with one of those guns. It's not.
Exactly.
It's probably not going to be your kids. You can't force
hundreds of millions of
other families to find cohesion. I love what you're saying. Would I love everyone to be, you know, married and happy with 2.3 kids and a white picket fence? I would love that.
But it doesn't have to be just that. If you start making that the cultural norm in our societies. If you start saying that that is not the married with, I mean, there's way too, that's out of the box. That's over and done with. But if you start making the core of the family important again in our governing, in our schools, not taking away what your mom says, that's a dumb thing. You know, teachers not following up, teachers just teaching rather than having an agenda, left or right, then you're going to see, and it's going to take generations. It's not quick. It is not quick. It didn't get here quick. It's been coming for 80 years. It's not going to go away quick.
All right.
Tracy, thank you for the call.
A number of people are saying we no longer live in that world, and several people making reference to what they call the June Cleaver era. Tracy, I love what you said. I love it. I just wonder if, you know, we talk about the genie being out of the bottle on certain things. I wonder if the things that you're advocating, which I love, I wonder if that genie can be put back in the bottle.
We look back at the 50s and 60s with incredibly rose-colored glasses.
That's right.
And to anyone who says, and I've heard it before, and Tracy, this is nothing against you, I've heard it 100 times, that it's not the gun who shoots people, it's people who shoot people. I've always wondered, God help you, when you are hunkered down and hiding in a closet or behind a curtain, as these teachers did to try and shield these kids, and you are praying to your God as you hear those shots being fired, are you really thinking to yourself that that's not a gun, it's a person with a gun? And the answer is, of course not. It is the gun. And if you think for 1 minute, when those people come to that moment where they are hearing those shots and it is coming for them, that any one of them, no matter how they vote, think, well, this is just a person, it's not the gun, you're nuts, because it's the last thing they hear before they're dead.
576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Debbie in Kansas City, we thank you for your patience, and you are next up. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for spending so much time on this. As a homeschooling parent, first, I just have to say my heart aches for every single parent who had to wake up and send their kids to school today. Like, I don't know how y'all did that. And just thinking about that alone makes me want to cry right now. I am so glad I got to call Tracy. She made some of the points that I wanted to make, but I wanted to build on it. So many people have called in and they say, I think it's this, I think it's that, I think it's the bullying, I think it's video games, I think it's parents not having dinner with their kids. No, I think it's guns. It's all of it. And the problem is that we want instant, easy solutions. We want to find one thing and say, this is it, and we can fix the one thing. But we have to look at society as a whole. And what we mean by that is, I grew up in Alabama. We, you know, shotguns in the back of the truck, going to school and all of that. I'm a military brat.
Right.
Lived on Fort Leavenworth and in Lansing. I knew you, Scott, way back when. I have no problem with guns, but, you know, we have a Supreme Court poised to say they can't find the words right to privacy in the Constitution. I don't read the words right to an AR-15 in the Constitution. Like, we can have some common sense gun laws and restrict a few things, and that doesn't mean we're taking away a right to gun. For mental health, bullying in schools, needing more counselors in schools, the stigmatization we've had around it, not giving people access to mental health treatment and making it acceptable to talk about it. We need to do all of those things. Bullying stems from kids not getting along, not appreciating differences. But right now, we can't talk about racial history. We certainly don't want to talk
right.
about LGBT kids.
Don't say the
we
word gay.
Yeah. Right. My kid's trans. We can't talk about her existence. We want to ban and limit the number of books. I mean, that's straight up fascism. We want to limit books that kids can read. But we also then are afraid of the word social emotional learning in school. And I would argue right now that we need social emotional learning almost more than anything else in schools. And then we talk about, let's get back to family dinners, have everyone sit down. The one caller said we're chasing the American dollar. I would argue that people are chasing American survival. We don't live in the day of June Cleaver and Ward. Ward was one guy who could go to work and he could pay for a home. He could pay for school for his kids, for all of their needs. Since that time, we have not seen wages go up. We have seen division in family structure. We have parents, sometimes those parents both have to work two jobs. So four jobs between two parents means you don't have time for the family dinner. And that's not because they don't want to and they're greedy. They're just trying to afford to exist.
And Debbie, someone pointed out real quick they texted my private phone and said, I will remind you that the Buffalo shooter came from a nuclear family with a mom and a dad.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. There's radicalization of people and a radicalization of ideas. And it's like Scott said so brilliantly at the end of the last hour. And Scott, I love you, but I don't always say you're saying things brilliantly, but you did at the end of the last hour.
Thank you.
you know, I used to be very conservative and in mindset of you, Scott, and I'm now shifted more towards Dana. But what you were saying is we don't live in a world where our politicians are willing to compromise. And when we look back at everything they've did, I mean, we see it in Kansas City, the redlining we did of neighborhoods, which forces black families into neighborhoods where they don't get education dollars because of property values. They're not going to move in all kinds of businesses. Those kids don't have as good of a chance to get a good education and have a good career. What do they turn to? They turn to maybe some petty crime, selling some weed on the corner. And then what do? We have the school to prison pipeline for those black students, which further rips families apart and causes single parents because dads have been in prison and it's a generational thing. And we have done this as a society. We wrote the laws. We did not have economic reform. There are so many things that we have done, and it's going to take a whole lot. It will take generations, but it's also going to take politicians admitting we screwed up. We had an American dream. We had an ideal. We didn't apply it equally to everyone, and now there are disparities. It's causing more tension and strife constantly, and we have politicians who love to stoke that. You are different. You are bad. come over here, people who are like me. I will support you. And that goes across the board. That goes on in every argument that we have. It's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's not a gay or straight thing. We are living in a world where division is what gets you votes. And what we need to do is have all those people who sit out thinking my vote isn't going to matter anymore to come and vote for the people who are centrist, who want to find the compromise. Let's get those people in office again, and let's come up with some real solutions.
Debbie, that is a brilliant call, and many people on the text line are echoing what I just said to you. I wish I don't say your last name on the air, but I'm sure we have known each other in a past life. The one thing I would add to all of the things that you have said is it's not just a way to get votes. It's a way to get viewers. And I think that needs to be said as well, because I can't emphasize enough, and I think this is for both of them, both sides, that on the cable news media, especially in the evening programming, they preach division on both sides.
Yes, absolutely. And as someone in the media, I appreciate you saying that too. I have a journalism degree. We were supposed to be telling facts and letting people decide for themselves, because we know people will have different opinions about what those facts are. And we don't have journalism now. And when you have people who are commentators in the evening who present things as facts, who use words very intentionally to manipulate people, to drive emotion, instead of being objective, it makes it harder for people to think objectively.
All right, let me stop you there, Debbie. Appreciate the call. It was a good one. Josh in North Kansas City. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So, I had a couple of things. First off, I don't agree with, now there's not a save all solution. I agree with everybody. It's going to take a long time for this to get fixed in this country, but I don't agree at all with, you know, well, if we get rid of, you know, if we ban AR-15s or assault rifles from civilians, I don't think that'll help at all, because I mean, they make all kinds of my 9mm pistol has 17 rounds in a clip, and I could easily carry 10, 15 clips on me if I wanted to. The AR-15, and they make higher caliber pistols similar or the same. So I don't think that's going to save it at all. The only difference between a long rifle and a pistol is how far is the accuracy. But if you're running through classrooms, you're not worried about distance. One thought that I had,
but Josh, wait, I'm going to stop you real quick. The three officers that shot at him would have had the gun that you're describing, and none of them struck him. There were three police officers who shot at him as he tried to get into the school. Not one of them hit him.
Do we know if they were using their sidearm or if they were using their long rifle? Because most officers have a long rifle in their trunk.
It happened so quickly, we have to believe it was the sidearm. There wouldn't have been time, because he jumped out of that car crash, the truck crash, and started firing and then started running toward the school. There would have been no time to go back to the trunk.
I gotcha. I mean, and I don't know the details of the distance there. Even with a long rifle, a moving target that's firing at you, I mean, trying to control your breathing and accurately aim and take out a moving, it's difficult.
But I guess the point is, the guns are out of the bottle.
Yes.
Let's not even have the debate.
It shouldn't be that easy. I agree it shouldn't be that easy at all. I just don't think that's the solve all. That might help in some situations. It shouldn't be that easy to get your hands on it, in my opinion. I totally agree with that.
All right.
But it's definitely not going to fix the issue that we're seeing nowadays, which we never used to see when, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But about people bring up, let's arm teachers. Now, I don't agree with requiring that, but how about we incentivize it? For some teachers would like that, and they would have to sign, you know, go through classes and all this stuff and whatever.
And Josh, we're up against break. Thank you for the call. They already have that law in Texas. Yeah, if teachers want to be armed, they can be.
Law passed 4 years ago.
Passed 4 years ago. Didn't mean a hill of beans here in this case.
We should point out the New York Times, and this is a damning report. The New York Times is reporting that the shooter in the school yesterday in Southwest Texas was inside the school for more than an hour before he was taken out by a SWAT team, I believe from, did you say from Customs
Patrol.
And Border Patrol?
Yes.
Okay. The New York Times is reporting that he was inside of that school for more than an hour. 19 children were killed, 2 adults. A number of people have been injured. We do believe that all of those who are listed as injured today are going to survive, thank God. 576-7798, Dana Wright. He's Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Just in the interest of keeping the conversation moving, there have been a number of folks on the text line and some who have called in regarding arming teachers. And Dana and I have made the point a couple of times during the show today, that is allowed in Texas, has been for 3 years now. I said 2018 earlier, it was 2019, I beg your pardon. Story here from the Associated Press. Texas, and this is for, dated June of 2019, Texas will allow more teachers to have guns in school and will increase mental health services for students under bills that Governor Greg Abbott signed into law Thursday, this is 2019, as major parts of the state's response to a 2018 mass shooting at a high school near Houston. School districts will be allowed to place as many armed teachers or school personnel on campus as they see fit. The new laws are also designed to put more mental health counselors on campus, train teachers to recognize mental health problems, and create threat assessment teams to identify potentially dangerous students. The shooter, by the way, we should point out, dropped out of high school, shot his grandmother first, and then was involved in some sort of a pursuit with police, crashed his car into a ravine, then entered the school through a back door.
I have a friend who's a police officer who said the fact that he was in the school for more than an hour, as we are now seeing, does not necessarily mean what you think it means. That from a tactical standpoint, if he was trapped like a rat in that room and everyone in that room was already dead, so they were not hearing additional gunshots, that somehow breaching that wall could have made it worse. Because I said this during the break, Scott, to you and Sam, we are lucky with him in that building for more than an hour that we are not talking about 200 dead, 300 dead. And my police officer friend said, is it possible that they had him cornered in an area where sadly and sickeningly he could do no more damage? The loss of life was already done.
Unless you're in the school, though, how do you know?
You don't. You don't.
You know, you have no control over his movement.
There are reports of children running across the street to a funeral home of all the sickening irony, Scott, covered in blood, screaming and rocking back and forth because they got out through a window.
Mm. Mm. John in Lenexa. John, hello.
Hi, Scott. Welcome back, Dana.
Thank you so much.
So just a couple of quick points, because I know you guys are busy, I love the fact that a lot of the callers are pointing out that there's no real easy solution to this. You know, it's got to be a multiple hit. You know, it's not video games, because millions of kids play them. You know, gun control, you know, I think that ship has sailed, you know, as many Americans have firearms now. But, Scott, I'll say that I got to commend you yesterday when you were on with John. You made a point where you pointed out that both parties have been able to pass legislation and didn't do it.
That's correct.
I mean, that's sad. But I just talked to a friend of mine last night. She's in Georgia, and her solution is she's pulling her kids out of school. She's going to quit her job and homeschool a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old because she's done with this. You know, she said it's just not worth it. So
we are going to see some of that, John, where parents are going to say, you cannot provide any level of backbone here, which means any level of protection. We're going to pull the kids out. What do you say to the teachers? That's their job.
Yeah, I'm worried about them, too.
And I said this earlier today. If you are one of those listeners who believes nothing should change, then you also have to have the guts to go up to a teacher and say to their face, we don't care enough about your safety to change things. Good luck. Good luck in the classroom with us asking you all to do more, work more hours for crap pay. And then on top of that, we don't care enough about you to change this.
The problem is, and I mentioned this earlier, and thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. We live in a, I hate using the term political because we try not to be political on the show, but on a day like this, it's hard to avoid that word. We live in a political environment where meeting in the middle, taking the good ideas that your side may have, Dana, and taking the good ideas that this side may have, and trying to find some sort of common ground and compromise and meet in the middle is a dirty word. It means you're squishy. You don't have a backbone. And because you're willing to bend or to compromise, we all know what the political game is all about. It's this side appealing to their far-sighted base and this side appealing to their far-sighted base. And to meet in the middle, where I would like to think the majority of Americans actually find themselves, is not ground you want to play on because it doesn't move the needle in a primary. It doesn't move the needle at 7 o'clock at night on your television. I'm not only worried about parents pulling their kids out of public school. I'm worried about public school teachers saying, I'm out. I quit. I mean, the last 2 years, if they didn't quit, and then what? You're just going to say, you're on your own, guys.
Two of them died yesterday protecting those kids.
576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.